Yo, 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 what up,
yo? Yo, what's up? It's your world greatest DJ, the KID, the Kid Capri, and I'm banging with Nina Capone right here on the hottest radio show in the world, In the Streets Radio. Let's get it.
Y'all already know. It's your girl, Nina Capone, In the Streets Radio. I'm here tonight. It's Community Conversations, our second episode with the one and only Tamara McIntosh. If you do not know her, make sure you go on Instagram and follow her at I Am Here on Instagram, and Tamara McIntosh on Facebook, y'all. She is a phenomenal woman. I mean, she's a good friend of mine, one of my sisters, and I really had to bring her on. She has so much to share. She is a hairstylist. She is a teacher. She is a mixologist. She is a skincare expert, hair care expert. And when I say expert, I've seen her mix up some stuff, like literally some stuff for me. Like I needed some hair care and some skin products. And girlfriend got busy, and I literally walked out with like my own line of Idu Soufflé. I know I'll be messing that up. Idu Soufflé, her little French name. But she's going to tell y'all all about it. We're going to put the website up. So make sure y'all tuned in. You have any questions, you can give us a call. Dial in directly, 914-205-5389. You can also listen there. If you want to talk, press 1. We got so much going on. My co-host should be jumping in a second, as well as our guest. I'm excited. I like to interview my friends, so y'all get to see exactly, you know, what I got going on when it comes down to the friendships, from the motivational people that I'm around, the people that I get to share, you know, life with and talk to and support, especially being an entrepreneur and a business owner. You're sitting here, you know, we get stuck. We got to motivate each other. We got to stick together. We got to support each other's businesses. So with that being said, you know, I'm really excited to bring Tamara on this evening. We got so much going on. I met some amazing people in the last few months, and I will be bringing them on for rather Community Conversations. This is one of the shows that I started to talk up to, just to kind of touch base with those that are in the community, doing different things, giving back to the community, starting programs, nonprofits, things like that. I wanted to do a show where I could actually interview those people. I think they just don't get enough light, enough shine. I met some legendary people who did a lot of things that, you know, behind the scenes, I think we all saw, but was on the forefront, but we didn't really know who was doing the work behind the scenes. Need to know if everybody can hear me out there. I know we get a little goofy. Let me make sure my levels is coming in. Okay, that looks like I'm good. If you can't hear me, definitely jump in the chat and let me know. I feel like I'm doing okay tonight. I know my sound been messed up. Like, I don't know. But super excited again. I'm sitting here tripping, y'all. Why did I just hit a heat on? I'm tripping. I'm literally trying to hurt myself tonight. But, so we're going to wait for Ms. McIntosh to join us. In the meantime, between time, the station, we are doing My Business TV. So if you're interested, if you got a small business and you're trying to promote your business, jump onto the website, industriesradio.com, and, you know, set up your interview so we can bring you on a show and interview you. It's 10 minutes of biz talk. That means we're going to do a 10-minute, right-to-the-point business interview. You tell about your business. You tell us what you're doing. Provide us with a link so we can go ahead and put it out there and let your folks know how to find you. Let people who need your service know how to find you. I'm also doing some business talk about, you know, what I actually specialize in, which is SEO. So I'm kind of explaining those things, websites, functional websites versus just regular websites. So doing a lot of different things here. Y'all know this is always my background because I'm always in the office. But definitely been moving around, been engaged with some awesome people. Last week, episode 1, we had Miss Majida Rashid, who's the COO for Nicetown, for the Nicetown community, Nicetown CDC. Looks like our guest is now about to join us. But that was a hella crazy interview. She shared so much information. It was so dope. And, you know, I was excited and happy to have her on here. So if you haven't watched that interview, you definitely want to check back. Like I said, we're on YouTube, we're on Facebook, on multiple channels. We're on the Blog Talk. We on, just go to the website, industriesradio.com, as you can see right here, or right here, where is it? Right here. So you can check out the last show. But without further ado, since we only got a little bit of time, I see she always looked like a doctor, y'all. I got to share her with the rest of the world. She always looked like a doctor jumping in. So without further ado, I'd like to bring to the screen here and share with the world my girlfriend, Ms. Tamara McIntosh.
Okay, perfect.
I can see you. Hey, girl.
How are you?
I don't get them feedback. Let me see. I got to turn this down. We loud. We some loud chicks, you know?
Yeah.
It's cool. We need to be loud. They got to hear us. So I got a million questions for you, but I really want you to tell us what you want to tell us, you know. We could talk a little bit about first, you know, who you are and what you do. I went over a little bit, and I know I'm broadcasting. I wrote a whole book. But introduce yourself. I know you was like, dang, Nina, that means I listen to you. I definitely listen to you.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And you know, I'm Tamara McIntosh, you guys. I've been doing hair since I was 13. I've been a licensed cosmetologist since 2002. I do hair for the cancer community. I've done hair for the disease. I've recently stopped. I provide affordable styles for women interested in transition. And about 6 years ago, me and my girlfriend decided that well, her daughter actually wanted to do a cosmetology program, but I don't know whether she wanted to go too far. And she was like, I think she was about 9 years old then. But my girlfriend, she said, I put together my whole cosmetology program.
Wow.
And I started teaching her dance students. So she has a dance school, et cetera. I started teaching her children in her dance studio. And of late, she has gotten some great responses from the people in the community of Texas. Mm. So I started a couple students. This is my second session dealing with AMAS youth program for little girls who are at risk and the DOA.
Wow.
In Chester. And it's awesome. I'm excited. Some of the kids are just doing it because they want to stay out of trouble.
Right, right.
But I teach these children hands-on how to do everything that is going on out in the world. So they will have a trade for the rest of their life.
That's right.
They'll be able to make money starting now. My students are from 11 to 17 years old. We used to go with 8 to 17, and we just started just 11 to 17.
Okay. So for dealing with the kids, what kind of challenges are, I know, you know, I use that word so loosely. So if you can just kind of get into, I know we're all faced with challenges when we're dealing with the youth, but what are some of the challenges that you face dealing with the youth and parents alike to get them to participate in this program?
Some of them are from an at-risk program where some of them may be pregnant, some of them have gotten locked up, and if they go through my program successfully, they won't get, they'll get an expungement. It's like something small they may have done.
Okay.
Our program is empowerment. We like to empower the youth, you know, due to COVID and you know, the craziness that's going on out here. We're on a Zoom.
Okay.
I'm looking for a building. And I want to say that soon I will be able to open my doors for the young ladies to come back in.
Okay.
We still do have the facility in Chester as well. It's just some of the kids from Philadelphia want to come and can't come that far.
Right.
It's not something for their parents.
Right, right.
My thing is, I love what I do, Nina. You know this. I love it.
I know.
And I have no sons. I have no daughters. I have three sons. So my thing is be really good.
Right.
It's nowhere you're going to get what I'm doing for what I'm giving it for.
Right.
You're not going to get all that.
Mm-hmm.
Microwave, pencils, tissues, braids, bone braids.
Wow.
Pressing curl, trimming, cutting, razor cutting. Everything that I did as a master stylist, I can say I'm a master stylist because I've traveled with the best of them. I sat with the best stylist in Philadelphia. They were close friends of mine. And I got it to give.
Right.
You got to give it what I have it to give. And I get so super excited when I have the children that be like, oh, I know how to do hair. I'm like, all right, well, let me see what you got, girlfriend. Let's give it up.
Right.
They definitely give it up. I'll be like, hmm. It was me back in those days.
Right.
But back in those days, we had choices and we had a community
mm-hmm.
to guide the children. Like, if we was in school, we got in trouble. We got hit with the rule. We probably got beat by the neighbor. And we started, you know, now
yeah.
it's like, oh, you hit me with the death.
Yeah.
So whatever I do, you know, you can, they young.
They different.
they don't know that I know their story, you know. So I always share a little of my story.
Which is awesome. It's awesome.
As to how I got where I am
mm-hmm.
and why I'm where I'm at.
Right.
I could go deep, but I won't. Y'all gonna make me cry.
I know you have. I think you're gonna get so emotional on here. I gotta be careful.
No, I'm really cool and excited now, though. So I'm fine with that.
Good.
I teach them, you know, like code of conduct and you know how to be a lady.
Mm. Now that's huge. That's huge. I mean, some adults need that. Yeah. So talking about that, let's stop there for 1 second. And let's talk about some of the things when you say how to be a lady, because, you know, they can go in so many different ways and depending on who's teaching it, you know. So, right. So tell us just a few, I need some pointers. So teach me how to be a lady. So like, just tell us a little bit about how you go about dealing with, you know, teaching young women how to be a lady, how to, you know, carry themselves.
Well, first of all, I lead by example. Our conversations are like, okay, you're pregnant. You're 14, you're 15. All
mm-hmm.
right.
Right.
We're not going to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take this trade. We're going to make some money off our phone because you got to take care of that baby.
Absolutely.
And we're going to keep your legs closed.
Here we go.
When you can't keep your legs closed for these dirty little boys, you're going to use protection.
Mm-hmm.
Because the things out here that people can pull not have them. Or not getting, you got the future ahead of you. Do you know what you can do from now until you're in your 20s?
Right.
In the hair world, there's like 100 different things,
yeah.
over 100 different things that you can do.
Yeah.
Chemistry, what? You see where I'm going with this?
Listen, and you're going to have to take us over there because I need you to tell, we're going to have to take a deeper dive in that. Because, you know, that's my, you know, I fell in love with you with that one. I was like, I love her.
So, now we get, okay. Now, these kids, I'm telling you, I can go so many ways with this. Some of them are just angry, but they're angry because they don't have the guidance. And if they have the guidance, they're getting guidance from parents that are not showing them.
Right.
By acting, they're just telling them.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk your head off, the child is going to be like, all right, you know, whatever.
Right.
But you got to tell your child, I was you before. I already know the games and the tricks you want to play. Don't play with me. If you're not coming to class, you text me,
mm-hmm.
and you let me know why. And I'm going to determine if I want to allow you to not come in class because you got a cell phone, and if you text them, you can just watch.
Yeah.
But you need to get this money because you got to have a baby.
Right.
You need to get this money because your parents might need a little help.
There you go.
Some of these kids are out here. I see some of these little girls out here, and I'm like, what are you doing out here at this time of night?
Right.
That's what I'm doing. I'm still working.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, you're an adult, and it's levels to it, you know. It's levels to it, and I think that's one of the things that kids need to understand, especially today, that there's structure and there's levels to, you know, you can't be me. Yes, we're both female, but we ain't both women.
I don't want an adult no more. I'm tired.
Girl, I retired last year. What are you talking about?
come back and get it and work it out.
Listen, if we could just start over. But no, so let's fast forward a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, you being a stylist, some of the things that you've done. You've been on a long road. You work with some of the most popping people in the city. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Man, I didn't even write a list, but
I'm sorry. Give a freestyle.
I started with singers. With singers, Moni Love.
Wow.
Paul's wife from Singers.
Okay.
In the middle, I think it was the song. I started this salon in 2004.
Wow.
And that was an eye-opener for me because before I got my license in 2010, I was like, oh, I'm one of the baddest hairstylists out here. You know, I'm rich and I'm that. But I actually was nobody and I actually was nothing. I don't talk bad about other stylists who don't have licenses because my license was in my hands. I had my hands. But by law, what I didn't understand that I learned when I started was you can actually kill somebody from shampooing their hair, pushing that pressure point, not knowing if they have high blood pressure, epilepsy, or take medication.
Wow.
So right then and there, I said, I thought I was deaf. I don't know anything.
Mm.
You know, the chemistry part. You know,
right?
You learn about the bacteria, the bones in your fingers, your arteries. That's how most stylists can go from being a stylist to a nurse because you learn those big words and you build your body first.
Right.
I left there and they sold the shop. I left there. I went to friends and family up the street from Philadelphia Hair Company.
Okay.
They closed down. I left there and I went to work at Philadelphia Hair Company.
Mm.
And that's where. But, after I left Singers, I went to Foxy Divas with Niecy.
Okay.
Backtrack a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And Niecy put me out of short cut. Anything I saw, I was able to do. If I watched you do it, I could do it with my own tips too.
Okay.
So that was the gift that Allah gave me to be able to copy what I did, but put my own skill on it.
Right.
After I left Niecy, I went to Friends and Family, then I ended up at the hair company where I worked with Greg. Greg was our manager. Greg Thorne, he was our manager. I remember Greg having shops back in the day when I was a young girl. And I was like, oh, okay, I got a lot of salons. I run a salon.
Right.
My girlfriend Heidi, that's who I really wanted to, outside of my family, my aunt and that day here, I was like, oh, how you getting that money? You know, you get that money doing hair.
Right.
And I took that route as opposed to becoming an RN because in 2010, I was going through an abusive relationship. And my aunt was like, listen, I work at this hair school. I'm a teacher there. Just come. I'm like, man, I ain't even got my GED. Oh,
right.
You know, okay.
Hey, listen.
I was like, I ain't got my GED. I'm not going there. I'm just going to do this, that, and the third. What I'm doing, being grown, not knowing.
Right.
I faked it to make it, and I did it.
But you did it. You know, and you took a chance. You took risks. You pushed forward. And then you actually got it together. You got it together. And I think that's what that's what makes you so inspiring, you know, just hearing your story. You know, I came over, crashed at your crib on the bombard type time.
All the product.
I tried everything. I was like, this is the Jamila collection.
I'm not making it to nobody else.
Listen. And I absolutely love everything. Like, I literally use it every day. Like, no cap. I use it. I moved everything off my dresser, and that's the only thing. It got its own little shelf there. That's the only thing I use. And I wanted you to talk a little bit about, you know, being a chemist, because I've known you for a while. And until I sat there in your house and seen you get busy in the lab, I was like, yo, she really a chemist. Like, I was so hyped to come home and tell my husband, like, yo. And then he was like, yo, we got to go see Shorty. I need this. So talk a little bit about just being, like, you went from saying, I didn't even have a GED, to now you're, like, a chemist. Like, not only do you work miracles, like, you do it for real.
And let me go here, though, with this. It didn't, like, this stuff right here, it didn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing hair for almost 20-something years. I love it. I live it. I eat it. I breathe it. I love a little first, but I love what I do.
Right.
I make products for eczema, psoriasis, dry, itchy scalp and skin. I make beard oils, hair oils, body crack.
Listen, I got all the crack. I know.
Body scrub. I'm working now on a gout oil. That's a little tedious. It's not just, you just don't take the these oils and you just mix them and you just be like, here to the public. You have to make sure you put a carrier oil into it so that it goes into someone's skin safely.
Now talk about, so when you say a carrier oil, tell us a little bit, like now you're talking chemistry. This is what the people want to learn.
All right, so, and this is chemistry where I didn't go to school for. I studied for 5-6 years. So I may have tea tree and I want to mix it with lavender or I may want to make something to stimulate myself and I may use tea tree or peppermint oil.
Okay.
I'm not giving nobody a recipe. I'm just saying this is an example. Why don't you just go mix this and think you know what you're doing?
Don't try this at home.
Essential oils are very, very strong. Mm-hmm. So you have to put carrier oils in them to carry it into your skin safely. Mm-hmm. Carrier oils are olive oil, jojoba oil, wheat germ, grapeseed, shea butter is a carrier oil, mm-hmm. although it's shea butter,
okay.
coconut oil. Things like that carry the product into, but you have to know how to formulate them. You have to know how many drops of lavender, how many drops of peppermint, how many cups of olive oil or tea tree, how many teaspoons of A, B, and C. You have to know this.
Right, right.
And it took me years to learn this. And I have a lot of people who want to learn this, and I really want to teach you, but I've just sacrificed and I struggled so far. It's going to cost.
Right. No, as it should. As it should. You can't do this for free.
Black soap. I have African black soap. I sell sage. I sell and I have a lot of other things that I'm going to bring to the menu later.
And we got your website posted on the screen here for those who... You can say it will be on the radio, too. So
On the website is the number, so you can just call the number if you want to talk to me about the class for your child. I have a salon in-house where, you know, the child can come to and be safe, and no COVID over here.
I know
that. Get all the herbs that they need. When you come to me, I teach you about herbs for your body.
Mm.
I'll be doing an ebook shortly.
Because there's a
herb for every organ in your body. Mm. We gonna talk about that. We gonna talk about some other stuff too. But
wow.
And so family, I love what I do. I love the children, and it's really hard to get to them sometimes because they listen, but they don't really want to hear you.
I know.
But,
yes,
the ones that do, they take this and they run with it. Mm-hmm. I have one of my students. Somebody screenshot the picture off of their page and send it to me like, look what she did to her mom here. She said she went to your class. I'm like, mm-hmm. I didn't even know that they were on social media, but okay.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
She was one of the little girls that elevated in the class.
Wow.
Anytime an 8-year-old can sit down and I say, pull this hair like this, that, and the third, and they do it, 11, 14, 15, 16-year-olds mm-hmm. can do it too.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
I don't know where this is going to go in the future, but I know it's going to be big.
I believe so.
I'm going to incorporate a lot of other things that I'm just going to speak in existence on the bus.
Mm-hmm. As you should.
I mean, thank you.
You're so passionate about it. You know, I'm going to bring, I know my co-host is on the line. He want to ask some questions too. All right. Are you there, Mr. 3.0? All right, he'll jump in. But, you know, you're so passionate about, you know, working with the kids. You're passionate about, you know, the herbs. You're passionate about making the skincare. Like, where do you, and I know this is like, you like, girl, you know, for me. But share with us, like, where you get your drive. Because I think sometimes people have ideas and they want to do all these different things. Where do you get the drive to say, okay, this is what I'm going to buckle down and do?
You want me to be honest?
I do.
I was in the streets, you know, at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
I was at 15. I was molested by a family member at 16, and I wanted to be like him. I wanted to be like my molester. I wanted to sell drugs. I wanted to do all this stuff that wouldn't work for me.
Right, right.
And I had to figure out, do I want to go to jail or do I want to do something that makes me money in my hands?
Right.
And that's where hair came in. I'm like, I can do hair. So I'm sitting on this stuff. I did microwaves for $60, $35 and $60.
Wow.
For 50 years, as big as mine.
Right.
What's this? You know what I'm saying? In the 90s.
Right.
I just wanted something that would make me fast money because that's all I knew.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got into hair and, you know, family members and friends had cancer and things like that, and they looked to me to do certain things, I started making products out of food from the store.
Mm. Wow.
And I moved on to shea butter.
Mm-hmm.
And essential oils. I started studying, and I'm not gonna say I messed up. I didn't mess up for the first 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I just had like too many oils in one setting that did the same thing.
Okay, right.
If you
didn't,
so I was wasting money.
Right.
I didn't know it. I could just have this one oil that makes it grow, or these two oils that makes it grow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing for me. It's not easy, but it is. And my drive came from the fact that I had nobody. I had the streets. But they don't love nobody.
We know.
You know what I'm saying? And the ones who loved on me, you know, I love on people. I love people, and I love to love on people. No matter what you do to me, I'm still going to love you. I might not talk to you no more,
right. But
I'm still going to respect you and treat you the same. Hey, girlfriend, how you doing? How you been? Oh, I've been good. Don't say it, and I just keep it moving.
Right.
But I learned at times, you know, when I turned around to look and see who had me, it wasn't nobody around.
Right. Right.
I'm the type of person that I'm always going to push somebody to do better.
Right.
I'm always going to say, you can do this.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to do something, I just do it.
Mm-hmm.
I just do it. I just map it out on paper because I'm visual. And, you know, we use our phones for a lot of things, our calendars and stuff like that. But for me personally, I like to write.
Yeah.
So I write everything out and I goals and I set goals. I might not accomplish all of them at one set time because I'm doing this, that, and this.
Right.
A lot of people say, oh, you got to accomplish one thing before you go to the next. Why? When you can accomplish
If
you're organizing, you're structured.
There you go. Well, let me bring my co-host on. He just texted me like,
okay.
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm going to shake the move a little bit because I have to drop something off, but I'm
Okay, you good.
I'm just driving.
Listen, we multitasking here. Mr. 3.0.
Hello. 3.0 is here. What's going on, Nina Capone?
I'm good. How are you?
Hello. I'm blessed. I feel great. I'm pushing that time frame to where I'm about to turn 40. This is getting real out here.
You're getting old. You're about to be a senior citizen.
No, ma'am. I definitely feel like I'm 30, so let's keep that in mind.
So do you have any questions for Ms. McIntosh?
Yes, I do. How you doing, Ms. McIntosh? I did some homework on you. And,
can you hear him, Tamara?
Can you hear me?
He froze him a little bit.
Hello?
She froze up on us.
Can you?
I can hear you.
You can hear me?
Oh, all right, there she go. There she is.
I don't know.
You froze up. Can you hear him?
I hear him.
Okay.
I can hear him too.
Okay, there we go. We connected.
Okay. So I did my homework on you, Miss Lady. I was very interested in seeing how much that you working with the kids and the different things. My question to you is: at what age, at what point, made you make that switch over, that change? You know what I'm saying? That make you say like, okay, enough is enough. I need to take my mind and go here and then start putting in place the working with kids and hair and all the different things that you do. Because you do a lot of different things. You are a jack of all trades, really.
When I switched over to the kids just came out of the blue for me. When I switched over to hair, I was in an abusive relationship. I was used to him taking care of me, and I needed a cure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I took some hair classes with my aunt, of course, who was a teacher. And from then I went to cancer patients, and I was about 29, maybe, 20, 29, 20, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I am around 29.
Around that time. Okay, I got you.
But I had been in a relationship. You know, I had been abused. I was almost killed by my ex. I had to do something that would actually keep me out the street, but I love children. And I love to protect children from pedophiles and people that, you know, aren't good for them, whether they know it or not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not easy doing none of what I'm doing because I get tired and I get overwhelmed and I cry. No, no, no. I'll be like, girlfriend, I need you. I don't know what to do. I'm just overwhelmed with certain things. And the only thing I can do is stop, take a minute, wake up, and start all over.
Start all over. But the beauty is she start all over. I know we,
right.
You know, we all break.
Yeah.
We
you
all
know,
break.
I'm not.
18, when I decided, all right, I have a child.
Mm-hmm.
I got locked up. I'm going to jail. I got money for the lawyer. I have money for my cousin. He'll take my car and take care of my child. But I'm in court like, you're not locking me up because I have a child. But in my head, I'm like, well, why wasn't you thinking about the child when you was doing
when you was doing what you was doing, right, right.
So I'm talking to myself, but I'm like looking at the judge, and, you know, I got my little 3 years probation, and I was like, I'm not going to nobody jail. To be not away from my child.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
When I can empower these little girls to do better, it takes a village, and it's not easy. These kids don't want to listen. They want to be on the corner. They want to put their blunt. I have 12 students right now,
mm-hmm.
and I can say out of the 12 students, four of them really are interested in really doing what they do.
Okay.
Come to class and call me and text me and ask me for homework,
mm-hmm.
and I have done that's like, you didn't send me my homework yet. No. Oh, okay.
Right.
Let me just get it to you now.
Right.
Can you send me something else? Because I'm done that, and she's good. You know
wow.
what I mean?
Wow. And that got to be motivating for you to see someone so engaged, especially when you got a large population of those who aren't.
To see someone so engaged that has been through something traumatic and is so young.
What?
Had that mindset on, I want to do hair outside of where you live at.
Right.
Just going all around you. And you can't kick your legs through.
Right. Right.
Right.
You're not knowing how to.
I'm definitely
getting it. I would have been a virgin until I was married.
Right. Right.
Somebody stole that from me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I want to protect the children.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just never know what's going on out here. You never know who is really watching you.
Whatever reason. Right, right, right.
And I did have one more question for you. I wanted to know, like, I mean, from I was listening to some of the things you said you were already doing and some of the things that you're doing currently and the things that you did, you know, in the past. Is it what is going to be next? Like, what's your next level? Like, what do you see yourself, you know, of venturing off to next, because you seem like the type of person that you can work on this. This is good. Once you get it to a certain stage, seems like you go right to the next thing to try to keep a flow. So, is there anything next? Is there anything coming up that's new?
For the most part, it's just my mentoring program and. The level up is me getting a big building where I can put these kids in it and I can give them different portions of life. We'll have you over here teaching this, me over here teaching them that, them over here sitting at the dinner table learning how to use a fork, which fork to use, how to use drink wine, how to, you know what I'm saying? The teacup kind of thing.
Right.
And it's my abuse of children and women and men.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us before I even let you go, G, thank you for great questions. I'm gonna put you on mute real quick, and I want to ask Tamara before I let her go to tell us a little bit. Like I know about the book, I wasn't gonna bring it up. I was gonna let you ride, right? But now the pressure is on. Tell us. I know you've been working on it. Tell us a little more about that. It's time.
I'm on my way.
Here we go.
Okay, in reference to the book. The book is an abuse book. It's about rape, child molestation, through incest, and domestic abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Near-death experiences, how I lost my best friend to her boyfriend 8 years ago who actually killed her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do a book for everyone, but then I'm going to do, like, changing faces for the children, bad touches, you know what I'm saying,
absolutely.
Things like that.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, I'll incorporate that with some people that I know out in the world, such as yourself, that have different programs that can help me in different ways that I don't understand. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely.
some things, you know, I don't know.
Right.
You know,
right.
Public speaking is not my thing.
Right.
But I try it as mean as, you know, be like,
we
well,
get ready to get you there. I got something for you, so don't worry about that. We got you. Definitely got you. Well, I'm not going to hold you too long because we got to bring you back so you can talk more about the abuse. We're going to do a whole topic on that because I don't want to make you cry right now, and I know you're emotional, and I know I get to you, especially with my interview questions. So I'm not going to hold you, but thank you so, so much. We definitely enjoyed you, and I'm going to let you run, and we're going to schedule some time, but we definitely got to link up because I have a few people who want to meet you just based off your profile alone. So I'll get with you on the other side, and we'll talk so I can go ahead and grab you and take you over to this place to meet some amazing people who I believe can really help you and, you know, help you grow. So don't cry. No crying. So I'm going
to... It's so... You know I'm so emotional.
I know you are. I know.
You know, I just love people so much, and I just love these kids so much, and I just love them so much. But guess what, Nina? I'm getting older.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be tired.
Absolutely.
So all these little girls out here in the world, it's going to be me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I'm not Madam C.J. Walker. I am Tamara McIntosh.
Mm-hmm.
But I got what she had and more.
Right.
In here. Dr. Dudley is my mentor. Like, I can call Dr. Dudley, like Dr. Dudley from Dudley Prada, who's the millionaire, you know.
Right.
It's not really, it's about the money with me, but it's about the money for the community, for the children. If I can have a solid program, a solid space where I can say, okay, because, see, you got to, what my girlfriend Chantel Price put me was, you have to teach these children how to get these jobs. So in her dance studio, she hires these little girls that work at her dance studio to answer the phone, receptionist to take phone calls, to make appointments. And I'm like, yeah, I want to do that.
Yes.
Something like that. It needs this to be bigger than my salon in my basement, my lab in my living room.
Right.
That studio is enormous in Chester.
Mm-hmm.
And I need something here for me in Philadelphia.
Well, that's where we going. That's what our little trip is about.
Around me, because it's not just, it's the girls for me, but I need a level upstairs with it's the voice for them.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
Well, we're going to get it. That's it. We're going to do it. We're going to take this trip next week, though. And I got something for you. And we're going to go from there. So, yeah. Don't cry, though. Don't be all emotional, my crybaby friend.
Shut up.
But tell everybody, you know, how to find you on social media, your website, and...
You guys can find me at IamHair215, IamHair215, or at UJCSlay, which is the same as my website. My phone number is actually on the website. If you want to call me, my email is on the website. If you want to email me, whatever works. And I'm here for it, okay.
Yes, you did good. I know. So you were like, I don't know how. Listen, you did wonderful. We love you here in the streets. Ready,
yo. I don't know how. I know how to be like, what? What's up?
We're gonna work on that. We do have the public speaking course coming back, and actually, we're gonna be working on a few people. So I'm super excited to have you just join us in that, so I can go ahead and bring my. Make out, get busy, because that's my favorite part of everything, really helping people to be themselves, because you don't do anything wrong. You do a great job public speaking. I'm going to help you to gear it, organize it, and trust and believe you're going to be the bomb.
That's good for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm going like, I'm good. Like, listen, little girl.
But you know what?
I just be like, you know,
but that's what they need to hear. That's what they need to hear. And I'm going to show you, you know, my program only shows you how to curve that and direct it the correct way. But honestly, that's what they need to hear.
They need it. Oh, no, I worked at Dobbins. And them little girls was years ago with some fun bigger.
Yeah.
And this one little girl was like, I'm like, come in, let me talk to you for a minute. They had the health department and they were testing them for different diseases and stuff like that. Yeah. I said, you need to get this stuff together. You're over here laughing with this little boy. You're not learning this lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And your body doesn't smell right.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And she understood it. And she was like, oh, I didn't know what that was. Yeah, well, you got to stop having sex at a young age like they're having sex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I just kept it real. I know how to talk to whoever I'm speaking to.
You meet people where they are. You meet people where they are. And that's
a child is a child, and I'm going to be a mother to you.
Right.
Come here, let me talk to you, baby, because they're going to listen. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not their mother. I'm not like, do this and do that. I'm not yelling at you. I'm telling you something that's good for you.
Exactly.
Whether you inhale it, it's up to you.
Right. And I commend you because, you know, I have two daughters and I'm struggling. I'd be thinking I need a drink and counseling, but because it never ends. But thank you for all that you do. Seriously, like, because without you, it's so many moms, it's so many families, so many little girls. You know, we've all, a lot of us been in abusive situations.
If I can house them all, if I could just have a mansion with all these kids in it that come through and get their life and go about their business. You know?
Right. Well, it might be possible. Listen.
It's the vibe for me, girlfriend.
Listen, it might be possible. That's all
it's
we can do is pray and talk it into existence, and it will be. Simple as that, you know. So I'm going to let you go. Get out of there. I know you got to make your run, so I'm going to let you go. But thanks again for being on the show. I'll send you all the links to everything so you can check it out. And I'm going to call you tomorrow anyway, and we're going to talk about
it. Whenever. Call me because I'm around. You know, I'm right here.
Absolutely. I love you.
Love you
too.
Thanks
here.
For always. Everybody who's going to watch later.
Thank you all. And I'm going to bring Mr. 3.0 back on the line. Mr. 3.0, you there?
Hi, I'm here. How you doing, Nina Capone?
I'm still here.
Hold on.
Great, great interview with Ms. Megan Potts. I mean, how did you feel? She really touched
Absolutely.
On some things. I know you're a father. You got girls out there. So I think, you know, the program that she's doing, hopefully we can help her to grow those programs and really get the ball rolling. And, you know, I got a lot in the works right now, which I really want to help her to get what she's looking for established. So I am going to touch base with her. I know I've been quiet lately and just in my bag, but I got tons of paper that I've been like going over and reading and learning so much about funding and grants and getting money.
Quiet is good to me when it comes to you. I say quiet is good when it comes to you. Because that means you really think about some things.
Right.
Now, if you make a noise, then that means that it's not right.
Then I'm bored. I need to be doing something. So, you know, I think that's one of the things that, you know, really getting funding in place. And, you know, I'm learning what I'm learning right now so I can work with women like Tamara who's really out here doing something. Because for me, it's beyond the money. It's not about the money.
Right.
If I can help her to get to the next step, hell, at the end of the day, she can just hire me. You know what I mean? Like, I believe
that. What you're doing with the kids, it's amazing.
But it's beyond amazing. I know my youngest daughter wanted to do here. And, you know, she never really had the opportunity because she also wanted to be a lawyer. So, you know, she took the lawyer route. It was easier to assess. And she jumped to it. And, you know, she's in last year of college under the lab. But, you know, at the same time, you know, I think that's an awesome, amazing, wonderful skill or trait. My mother was a barber, you know. So to have that trait under your belt is so important for young men and women alike, you know.
Absolutely.
So I think what she's doing is phenomenal. So she gives them all these skills, these life, and, you know, I call what she do life skills. So it's bigger than just learning how to do hair. These are life skills. Because how many times, you know, we were able to my little side hustles kept me, you know, in a car, you know, because times always got hard. So it kept me in a car. It kept me in a home. You know, I didn't come from no immaculate, easy background, so I had to hustle. And that's why we call this show Reflect the Hustle. You know what I mean? Like, because we respect those people who are out there hustling, people who are out there to get it, you know, because it's bigger than money. It's bigger than money. It's about life. It's about survival. You know, can I do this? You know, I managed people, businesses, social media accounts and built websites on the side. It's my only means of income because I was going through health issues. You know what I'm saying? So it's so big. It's so big. It's so meaningful to have a hustle. And again, you know, respect the hustle. We got to respect those people who hustle.
We got to respect the hustle.
About, Jay, you know more than anybody because you hustle back to back to back. Tell us a quick give us a little preview about your company. You know, I've been working with you forever, almost 20 years.
Right.
Is
about 20. 20 years. Because
20 years,
I met you right before. Yeah, because I met you right before I came in the dance game, and I came in the dance game when I was about 19, going on 20.
Wow.
So
wow.
From that time to now, you just got to look at it. You know, we went from me being a regular, being around the office guy and trying to learn this, that, and the third to you making me a tech, you know, computer tech.
Oh, you put you technology.
I've came a consultant, you know what I mean? I became a consultant.
Right.
And then,
yep.
You know, I was able to be around the right type of people. That was one thing that I definitely will give you homage on. Like, you've always told me to be around the right people so you can make the right decisions. And within this last year and a half of being back home in Philadelphia, you know, the Mr. All Purpose, you know, for anybody who don't know, I have a company called Mr. All Purpose. I do painting, floors, moving, clean out, garden work, pretty much everything. I don't touch the electricity and the water, but outside of that, I think I can make it happen. But, you know, with encouragement from you and a host of other people and the
mm-hmm.
supportive family, that company is actually doing the things that I needed to do. You know what I mean? So it's been a blessing to get that going. And then, you know, I got, you know, important roles in my security team. And
shout out to the security team.
Yeah, full force in the building. So, you know, I mean, it's just to keep my mind busy at all times, I think for me, is what pushes me every day to just keep going and keep driving. Don't let certain things, you know, bring you down. And
right.
It's a blessing to have so many trades and so much talent. You know, I was looking at one of my first shows that I did for the Thank You Friday show. And
mm-hmm.
I was looking at how I was talking then. And then I'm looking at how I am now. And it's just like it was in a developing stage of the beginning. This is like 2017.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So
I remember.
It's great. You know what I'm saying? It's just great to have all these amazing things around me. And then
right.
not have to think about the things that I used to think about. Because you remember where I came from. I went
yes.
from being
yes.
a nervous wreck for days and trying to figure out how I'm going to make money and trying to figure out how I'm going to, you know, get certain things together.
Right. And I reflect on that often. I remember, you know, you and another person that, you know, were constantly around me. And I felt like, I've always been a hustler. You know, a lot of people say, oh, Nina
right.
about our business, she about this, she about that. Nina's a hustler. At the end of the day, I'm a true,
right.
stone cold, get down. You know, I will do whatever. If I got to sleep.
Whatever.
And, you know, it's whatever. Like, I can get in, I get down and dirty, you know what I mean? I could be the corporate sis or, you know, I could be the construction worker. It doesn't matter to me. And I felt like, you know, you guys came to the table with skills. You had skills,
right.
but you weren't putting them in the right place. And, you know.
Exactly.
And then it's like, how do you do that? And that's, you know, it's what My Biz Consulting help people to do. We help people to really find their avenue. It's not, I don't tell people, hey, I'm going to help you to create a company. No, I'm going to help you to take what you do as a hustle and turn it into
right.
an income. Simple as that. I'm going to take what you do as a hustle, and we're going to turn
right.
it into an income. We're going to turn it into an
income.
I start developing a company, and then you having people utilize your services. And, you know, and you are a prime example of it happening in real life. Like, you went from, you know, small little side hustles to making this into a full-fledged company to now, you
right.
know, being in leadership roles within organizations that you decide you want to work for. So,
right.
you know, all praise is due to you. And, you know, congratulations. I'm proud of you. You already know that. Always proud of you. I'm always
right.
proud to see you grow. But, you know, we're definitely going to really touch base on that, too, just get you in here one day. And we do a sit down and you share because you are my biggest reference, you know. And I can definitely say,
I feel special.
Shut up. You are my biggest reference. I mean, after 20 years, yes, you shadowed me. Yes, you helped me. You came in. You were there, you know, whether I had something for you to do or not. You know, and you were never about the money.
Right.
You were about the grind and the learning experience. Because I always told you, like, okay, this ain't about no money. I ain't got no money on this one. you know, but right. If you want to come, come on, you know, and if we had a lot of jobs like that, and you know, as you know, but, you know, I always respected what you do because you respected the hustle. You said, I'm going.
Right.
When we went to go build a, we built several computer labs. You came for
computer
the ride.
Yeah.
You were like, look, you're going
right.
to build a computer lab?
I had
lab?
No clue what I was doing.
How do you
I
build a
no
computer
clue.
Lab? You know, you followed instructions. You remained professional. You helped. You jumped in where was needed. And, I commend you for that. I commend, you know, and that's why, again, I'm so proud of you for being able to take the skills.
But you got to think about this, though, Nene. Think about this, though. Even the little things that I did, whereas though I was just coming along as a tag-along or, you know, whatever, you know, like the computer thing, for prime example. I knew nothing about plugging up a computer besides hitting the power button and, you know, following the instructions. We ain't had no instructions in no computer labs. It was like, this has to go here, this got to go there, this got to go there. No.
Right.
So if I didn't actually experience, you know what I'm saying, the things that I experienced in there, I wouldn't have been able to hook my own computer up. I know how to do so many multiple things just mm-hmm. by actually applying the things that I was taught, you know what I'm saying, when I had the time, when I had all the free time. Now, I'm so busy now, I don't really have time for too much of nothing.
Well, let's shout out Mrs. Adina Rashid. She just joined us and said, hi, you built Nice Town CDC computer legs. They should remember.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That was close to 14 computers.
Yeah,
you
had
15
computers in there, right? Yes.
And I did the first step, you know what I'm saying? Y'all
yeah.
did the hard part. I did the first couple steps, but.
You did the hard part.
we did
the programming. Exactly. But, you know, it's
even
phenomenal.
Though it was a small project, it was good.
Hey, but look
it
how much you learned from
project.
It. I know you shared with me you were working on another project, and you were able to help them out with their computer, which was awesome, which was crazy awesome
right.
because you were like, look, I knew exactly
right.
what to do. I remember your excitement, you know, and having that little bit of knowledge just helped you jump right in. You know, therefore increasing your value on your job, just like that.
Right.
You know?
Right. And when I took it to Georgia, see, this is where it really took off at. This is where I knew I could make it in any state, any city that I live in. Because if you go to a new state, it's always good to, you know, have a job somewhat lined up, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like, when I moved to Georgia, because of how Georgia is, people
right.
look for people like me. As soon mm-hmm. as they get them, they like, oh, yo, you're about to be like my best friend. You get what I'm saying? Like, I need so much done. And then they helped me learn just a little bit more into what I was already learning. So it was a combining thing. And so when I got to Georgia, it was just like, oh, I can make it anywhere. Like, I'm
yeah.
confident to know that I can go to any state, any city, and I can make it. I promise you that.
There you
anything,
go. I got it.
And that's the confidence. I did it in North Carolina. Yeah.
Right. But that's the confidence people need, and I'm glad I was a part of it.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully, you know,
you
my
are.
Goal now is to take what I learned from working with you and others and really get it out there in the community and, you know, teach people to turn their hustles into their full-time income, because it's so possible. It's not out of reach. It's not as crazy as it may seem sometimes. But, you know, just to watch you do it, I call you was my guinea pig. you was my ass dummy. Like, I'm going to call you all the names. But, you know, you actually, you know, made it a reality. And, I commend you for that. And you always rock out with me no matter what. You started your own show. You got your show coming to Industry Radio soon. You know, keep it going. You know, as much as I can inspire, you inspire, you know, my motto, pay it forward. So it's about building a team, building the dream team, those who can take what we've done, what we do, and mimic it. Go on and on. This is why I don't hide information. You know, I've never been one to be like, oh, I can't tell you how I did this. No, I'm going to show you. Sit down.
Right.
Let me show you exactly what I'm doing.
And that's,
you know, I wrote a book about it.
That's what I appreciate the most. That's the part that I appreciate the most, because when I'm not only looking back on the things that I've accomplished, but when you actually can be with somebody for a numerous amount of years, and you go, when you start going past 15 and 20 years, and you start looking at your trades go from being one or two, maybe three, to like mm-hmm. five to 10, and you can be useful in so many different areas. It's at the point now where, though, if you get a certain type of job, and you know I'm capable of doing it, you don't even have to be there.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? So
exactly.
It's
so
just motivating
so really
and great.
We got about 4 minutes left, but I want you to just tell a little bit. You know, I know you do more of like a handyman type work. How do you
right.
market? Just how can people find you? How are you marketing yourself? How are you putting yourself out there to get these gigs?
Well, right now I am. Before I drop my website, I want to have 100 clients. To where though y'all can, the way that the world can see 100 different types of jobs that I'm doing, or 100 different type of jobs. And the best way for me is to, from somebody that I've learned, is to get a lot of content, build up enough to where as though people can see what you're doing and how you're doing it. I actually have live reviews, which is a little bit different than what most people do, but my website will have live interviews and reviews. But I pretty much network myself word of mouth, to be honest with you. And I've been doing it word of mouth for the last year. And then after one job, it gets you another one, and then from the next one, I get inside an Uber drive, Uber car or a Lyft or something like that. I'm networking myself. When I hear something that I can do that
right.
they need help with, I'm on it. So that's how I network myself.
Tell me quickly some of the things that you actually do. Just start running down the line, because I can name 100. But go ahead, just start running down the line.
I know.
Some of the things
painting, floors, moving, garden work, rebuilding, remodeling, changing around. I do house cleaning. I do house organizing. I'm starting to fall in love with the garden work thing. It's because it's like you see your garden one way, and then in about 1.5-2 hours, your garden looks totally different with everything it needs, and the grass is cut, and the flowers are planted. And, you know, the customers are very, very happy with the services. So
right.
I'm taking a liking of this Mr. All-Purpose thing.
All-Purpose. Well, you get customer satisfaction. So that's awesome.
It is.
That's awesome.
My rating right now is at, like, 83% right now, which is pretty good. We're gonna go higher than that, you know. The
mm-hmm.
more clients, the more the rating go up. So it's just
good. We definitely going to get together soon, because something just dropped that I want to put in your hands as well. And I just want to bless my friends, you know, especially you and Tamara, mainly because, you know, y'all are really, really passionate about what you do, and you are the epitome of respect and hustle, and it's crazy. So we're going to get together. If not this weekend, next weekend, and we're going to go ahead and get this thing, this little surprise I got for you.
We've got to get together soon, because the kid is turning 40 in a couple of weeks.
You're just going to be old. Ain't nobody, you just going to slow down. That's what old people do. Ain't nobody worried about that. Ain't nobody worried about
slow
that.
Down.
You're just getting old. No, so we're going to definitely get together.
Well,
taken care of. We got about 90.
Mr. 3.0. Right. Mr. 3.0, appreciate the love and everybody that tuned in. I hope to see y'all next week. Y'all know what it is. Respect the hustle. Mr. 3.0, Nina Capone, and we out of here.
Y'all already know it's your girl, Nina Capone. We sign off. Thank you again for tuning in. We appreciate everybody at all times for the show. And